let me tell you, transportation tax, motor fuel tax, it doesn't end at the pump. It begins at the pump. It will be factored into freight and transportation on everything we buy. It's a killer tax. And I didn't have any idea what they do on the 1 cent sales tax. And of course, we found out that 60% of the people in the state didn't want it. And that was when we had a huge turnout of the voters. So, you know, they don't want that. That's what the Democrats would always say in 2003. We're going to go, we'll eliminate some tax exemptions. Well, guess what? You're going to have a building full of mad people.
Well,
and
if you do the transportation,
strong resistance.
The transportation tax, that would be passed along to consumers.
It would be what it's going to do, it's going to be factored in if you put a transportation tax on. Not only are we going to pay at the pump, we're going to wind up, it's going to be factored in to freight cost and stuff, and we'll wind up paying on other items that we purchase. It's not going to end at the pump. It'll be factored in. It'll rumble throughout the economy. So that's not, in my opinion, not the answer. They voted down the 1 cent sales tax. And if you run into elimination of tax exemptions on 15 or 20 items, you're going to have a building full of mad people and strong resistance, and the legislature will wind up folding and not doing anything, and all you'll have is a big fuss fight. And so, you know, really, I didn't run into any. The only ones I ran into opposition at the time was the soft drink companies. And Coca-Cola, they sent 10 lobbyists up there to Oklahoma City to fight me when I presented the bill in committee. But as far as everybody else, as you run in people in my district, they said, if we got to do something, this is the most painless way to bail this state out, and we need to do it.
Let me ask you just a final subject here, and that's the removal or elimination of some of the tax exemptions for, like, wind and oil and gas. Should we touch those at all?
Well, I think that, in my opinion, and I was there, and I voted against it, I think we gave too many exemptions to oil and gas, especially whenever they were making big profits. We were paying almost $4 a gallon at the pump, and we were up there giving them hundreds of millions of dollars in tax credits. And the question that I questioned it in committee when we were voting on it, and they said, well, if we don't do it, we've got to keep these people here, or they'll move to North Dakota, or they'll move to Wyoming or somewhere. I said, they're not going to move anywhere. They're going to drill here because this is where the oil is. It's like when the judge asked Jesse James why he robbed the bank. He said, that's where the money was. And it's the same thing. They're going to drill here. They just handed them a gift is what they did. They have given this state away. But again, this is not the point in time for us to point fingers. It's time that we reach a solution and make it as painless as possible. And, Jerry, that's the only reason I brought up the soft drink deal.